This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. It's the Mike Francesa Podcast on the BetRivers Network.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Mike Francesa Podcast. Day one of the NCAA tournament is in the books, and really the tournament didn't begin until about 9:30 this evening, when Kentucky found itself on the outside looking in after a brilliant performance and a clutch performance by Oakland. That really got things going. It was a quiet day until then. Not a whole lot of excitement, not a whole lot of close games, not any big upsets. And then it ended tonight with some controversy that is going to continue, and there's not anything that can be done about it. But let's be honest, that was a clean block by Samford. There was one, they were down 1 point. That should not have been a foul. He missed the dunk. He didn't touch him. They gave him 2 free throws. They came down and tried a three. They rushed the three. They didn't get the ball out of bounds, and they wind up losing the game, a close game to Kansas. But there's going to be a lot of controversy about that call, and Samford could have joined Oakland as one of the darlings of the first round with a win against injury-riddled Kansas, which goes forward and plays Gonzaga. Like I said, there wasn't a whole lot of action or excitement early in the day. That happens sometimes. Day one of the tournament, you're waiting for the big upset. You're waiting for the buzzer beater. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for the big upset in the first round. We didn't get a whole lot of that. Some of the teams that had reputations like McNeese, and I thought McNeese would play well, they got off to a nightmarish start against Gonzaga. Hey, Gonzaga is not a team that relies on the three. They came out and hit 8 of their first 9 threes, while McNeese was going 0 for 10. So that game was over early. If you're a upset-minded team, if you are the mid-major looking to beat a Gonzaga or beat somebody in an upset like Oakland did to Kentucky, you need to play well early. You need to have a lead. You know the big team's going to run at you, and then you got to hold them off and make some plays. And that's usually the way the upsets happen. You cannot get off to a nightmarish start as McNeese did. They were never in the game. They were one of the teams that everyone liked early. A lot of people like Drake. Listen, Drake had a 8-point lead with 7 minutes left, missed an open shot. 6 minutes left, missed another open shot. Had a chance to put that game away and then did everything wrong down the stretch, and Washington State came back and beat them. Give Washington State credit. Bad loss for Drake. Bad loss for their star. They turned the ball over. They missed free throws. They missed shots. They had an 8-point lead, a comfortable lead, and they were having a wonderful season. You know, they upset Indiana State to get here. A lot of people thought they could have some fun, and instead they lose. And Washington State goes forward to play Iowa State. But the biggest collapse, nightmarish collapse, was what happened in the Nevada-Dayton game, which you might not have seen, especially if you were working late in the day, because that game was in that 4 o'clock period in day number one, and that's always a hard time for some people to see the game. Nevada had a 17-point lead with 7 minutes to play and lost. They got outscored 24-4 in the final minutes of the game. When you give away an NCAA tournament game like that, when you have a 17-point lead with 7 minutes to play, you can't lose the game. and Nevada did. And now Dayton goes fourth, and they get a very rugged second round, obviously, where they'll play Arizona. But who cares? They're here. They got a win. They have a comeback. The A-10 has Dayton. The A-10 has Duquesne, which opened the day with a surprising performance against BYU. Now, we all know BYU had a good year. We all know that BYU was one of the great shooting teams, but a lot of teams early today, and really throughout the day, there were a bunch of teams that came out and played miserably offensively, turning the ball over, missing a million shots. Kentucky did early. BYU did the entire game and chased, and Duquesne held on for dear life and won the game. They get Illinois, which will not be easy. I mean, Moorhead played a great first half. They were down one at the half. They actually, in 30 of the 40 minutes, played even. The problem was, in the first 10 minutes of the second half, they got run off the floor, and they wound up losing the game as 12-point favorites, underdogs rather, 12-point underdogs. They wound up losing the game by 16. But Illinois, Big Ten champs, talented team, put that run together, which they seem to do all the time in the second half. They did that throughout the Big Ten tournament, get off to bad starts, have a deficit, and then come flying back with big second halves, and they did it again today in that game. The big teams that had a win today did. Iowa State did. Tennessee did. Arizona did. North Carolina did. The one that didn't was Kentucky. And let's be honest, we talked a lot about Kentucky when I picked the Final Four. I told you, Kentucky, it's no secret. It's no secret anywhere. You saw a lot of people pick Kentucky to go to the Final Four. A lot of people, a lot of broadcasters, a lot of analysts picked Kentucky. They knew Kentucky had a lot of talent. It was no secret that Calipari felt that this team was going to be really, really something special in March. He felt that way. He thought it was built for March. And this was a bitter, bitter loss. And let's be honest, Oakland did some great things. You saw a guy today put forth one of the great clutch shooting performances you'll ever see, Jack Golke, who averages 11 points a game, is a three-point shooter, goes out there, makes 10 threes in a 32-point performance. Now, Reeves was clutch and great for Kentucky, but the kids, the freshmen who have gotten so much acclaim, Shepard, Dillingham, Wagner, had terrible games. Shepard, who was the freshman of the year, made 1-3, threw the ball away 3 or 4 times, and just never looked settled in the game. As a matter of fact, the Cats, despite having the, you know, playing the schedule they play, going through a freshman year like they do, playing a million big games, playing in the SEC, playing the SEC tournament, being Kentucky, you figure after a year and 30-something games under their belt, they're not freshmen anymore. Well, they played like kids tonight. They looked nervous. They were rattled. They were off their game. Calipari even said it after the game, and he even admitted that he had great expectations for this team and that this one really stung. Cal is getting killed. Let's be honest. In recent years, they have been awful in the NCAA tournament. They have been miserable in recent years. They've suffered some terrible defeats, and you're seeing fire Cal stuff every year. Understand this. The buyout he has at Kentucky is astronomical. I would be stunned if he goes anywhere. It is it's somewhere above $30 million. He's not going anywhere. You think they're going to pay him off $30 million? Now, these schools have money, but not that kind of money. Nobody wants to pay a coach that kind of money. He makes a lot of money. He makes, you know, close to $10 million a year. But his buyout is astronomical, and there's no way they're buying that out. So he's not going anywhere, despite the screams and the yells and what's going on in social media, obviously, tonight, because he's getting, you know, killed everywhere. As you would expect. A lot was expected from the team, and that's why I agonized and went over and over and over and said, I don't want to pick him because I just can't. Despite the fact I know that they are loaded with talent, could get on a major role. And if they had survived this game, they might have gotten on a major role. But they didn't survive the game. And they had this in them all year to play lousy defense, to not play smart down the stretch, and lose a game like this. And they did. And they suffer a terrible loss. Kansas, listen, not a lot's expected with the injuries they have. They survived this game tonight, and there's going to be a lot of talk about what happened at the end of the game. It was a bad call. It doesn't mean that Samford would have won. Samford played a wonderful game. They made a huge comeback. They did a great job. You know, there were some games where people were pretty split on them. There were some games where there were high expectations for certain teams. Like a lot of people expected McNeese, which had a great year, to give Gonzaga trouble. They didn't. Gonzaga came out, lit it up, and rolled to an easy win. Now you have Gonzaga and Kansas. Everybody loved Oregon over South Carolina, and Oregon answered. Everyone loved Texas Tech, or most people loved Texas Tech. I was kind of back and forth on the game. Everyone thought that Texas Tech would, NC State would have a lot of trouble after the big win last week getting back together. Well, they didn't. They came back and win again today. We expected Tennessee to explode off their terrible loss to Mississippi State in the SEC tournament. They did against an overmatched St. Peter's team, never close. I would look for Houston to do the same thing to Longwood tomorrow off the terrible loss they had to Iowa State. Iowa State had a comfortable win. Arizona had a comfortable win. Carolina had a comfortable win against Wagner, which got its win the other night. Michigan State, you know, a lot of people pick Izzo by rote. Wasn't an easy game against Miss State. You weren't expecting one, but they got one. Miss State played badly, got off to a bad start, and Michigan State was in control all the way. They will give NC big trouble. I told you, I didn't like anybody in that bracket. I was looking for somebody to pick. I finally landed on Alabama because I didn't like Arizona. I didn't like Carolina. I was going to pick Michigan State, but then I said, you know, Mississippi State and then Carolina. I don't like their matchup against Carolina. I have great respect for Michigan State. I wouldn't be shocked if they beat anybody in this tournament, but I didn't like their matchup for a variety of reasons, which I'll get into when I talk about that game going into Saturday. But it's not a matchup I love. I think it's a bad matchup for Michigan State on a couple levels. So you have these games set for Saturday. Duquesne against Illinois. Washington State against Iowa State. NC against Michigan State. Dayton against Arizona. NC State against Oakland, Gonzaga against Kansas, Oregon against Creighton. And remember, Dane Altman, who is a darling of this tournament and is the number in recent years the best coach to bet on in the entire tournament. In recent years, the only coach who was better against the point spread than Dane Altman was Jay Wright. Dane Altman used to coach Creighton. Now he gets Creighton, which put on a very good second half against Akron today. Now he gets Creighton in a very interesting game, Oregon-Creighton. And then I told you, I thought Texas, not a lot of people like Texas. Max Abrams is my guy. He's been my guy for a couple of years. When he lit up the tournament with Oral Roberts, he did not play well tonight. Neither did Texas. Texas won a game comfortably against a Colorado State team that a lot of people picked. I mean, almost everybody picked Colorado State. Number one, because they didn't like Texas. Number two, because historically teams that play the play-in game, one of them usually wins. And that was the one everyone designated as the team that was going to win. Well, Texas did not play well. They shot 1-for-14 from three. And they still won the game rather comfortably. Now they get Tennessee. They're going to have to play their A game, and Max is going to have one of his, you know, electrifying 25-plus point games and be hot from three, which he wasn't today, to have a chance against that Tennessee team. But as talented as that Tennessee team is, and it is incredibly talented, it has trouble going forward in this tournament with this coach. We know Purdue is haunted. Tennessee's been haunted. Arizona's been haunted. In recent years, Kentucky's been haunted, and Kentucky was haunted again tonight. And a lot of people are going to be yelling and yelling and yelling about how the Kansas game ended. But don't blame Kansas. It's not their fault. They led this game almost the entire way. And although I would have loved to have seen Samford coming down the floor with the ball, down one, with a chance to pull the upset, it's not Kansas's fault that the call was made. It was a bad call. It was a really bad call. And, you know, unfortunately, we have to live with it. There's not much we can do there. So, big surprises. You got the big upset. You know, you always figure you're going to get a couple. You're going to lose some seeded teams along the way. And now a three seed is gone, and that's Kentucky. And, again, Kentucky was a team that a lot of people had going a very, very long way. A lot of people had them in the Final Four, and that was not a crazy pick. It really wasn't. They are loaded with talent. But their kids did not play well tonight. And they played very, very tight. They were a little overwhelmed by the game, and that's surprising. It was very surprising to me, especially with Shepard, who was a special kid and who had played, if you'd seen him this year, has played so well. I've seen games where he scored high 20s. I've seen games where he scored 30. I've seen games where he's been magical. It's a kid who's like a Rex Chapman type. He could be a Kentucky legend. I mean, this, you know, so much was expected of Wagner. Dillingham, Reeves was great tonight. He was great. He made so many shots. He did so many things well. He would have been a real hero if they had won. He couldn't have played better. But the rest of them did not show up. So it wasn't a day of a million close games and a million buzzer beaters. There was the big win for Oakland against Kentucky, the almost upset of Kansas by Samford. There was the total collapse by Dayton and a pretty big collapse by Drake. And the no-show by BYU against a Duquesne team that a lot of people did not think was going to win a game in this tournament. The SEC's already getting hit. But you know what? It lost Kentucky. But losing the other two SEC teams, I mean, Miss State was playing Michigan State. That's not any big surprise. I mean, that's not any big surprise at all. And South Carolina against Oregon, nobody liked the way South Carolina was playing. Nobody. I mean, I gave you South Carolina I gave you South Carolina and Kansas as teams I didn't like. I didn't like Arizona. I don't like Arizona. They didn't cover today. I don't like them. I know. I understand that West is very soft. I just don't love them. I know they're talented. I just don't love them. They won today. Didn't cover. South Carolina lost outright. Kansas could have easily lost outright. But they're banged up. So is Marquette banged up. So is Florida banged up. You got to take that into account. And I got to take a hit on McNeese because I thought McNeese was going to play really well and they stunk the joint out. So kudos to Gonzaga and to their fans. And it was never a game. McNeese did not show up. They made the final score look good by, you know, having a good last 5 minutes and making the game, you know, representative. At one point, they were down over 30. I thought Michigan State would win. I thought Oregon would win. I have to admit, I thought Drake would win. And Drake should have won, but they messed it up. They did everything wrong in the last 5 minutes. If you're going down a stretch of these games, you can't have your star miss shots. You can't have your star turn the ball over, and you can't miss a bunch of free throws. And they did all of that, and they blew a lead. But what happened to Nevada was just ugly, and that one's going to hurt for a long time, as will Kentucky. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Mike Francesa podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.